got a special word to deliver to you from the Lord tonight. Very special, very, very special. You know, some years ago, the Lord asked me to sow a seed. And he said, if I do so, I'll feel his presence whenever he's around. There are Sunday services that I don't feel that anointed is the truth. I feel it so powerfully tonight. And I so, because of that, I want you to please listen to me. Alex, I want you to listen to me. Your voice is getting stronger in the spirit. There are times you hear people speak. You know, there are eloquent words. And then there are words from the spirit. No. I need you to talk to me tonight. Don't go cold on me tonight. Yeah, there are eloquent words. And eloquent words are powerful. They are gracious. They are good. But then there is a voice that you know that this person is speaking from the spirit. You know they are speaking from the spirit. They know, you know they are talking from the things of the spirit. And so I want you to stay with me tonight because, and I want you to stay with me, you know, because all the young men here. I want you to stay with me because I want to lead you into a market tonight. I want you to come purchase with me. The Lord told me on my way here tonight, the market price is low buy now. I said, what will it take to buy? He said, so 50K. Are you listening to me? The Lord told me to sow 50K. The Lord told me to sow 50,000 pounds. He said, because the market value is low. If you can put in sacrifice. And I'm asking all the leaders, especially Alex, are you listening to me? Come to the market with me. He said, sow 50K. So, do not. He said, no, that's number one. Number two, when people give this month, so don't use their money to pay for the whole, pay for everything throughout the month by yourself. He said, so. He said, because the market value is low. Let me take you to the first market. Genesis chapter 22. Have you got a Bible reader here?
Yes, sir.
Who is that? Who are you? Oh, okay. Are you sure you cannot do my outbursts? Sure. Genesis 22. Let's see how, first of all, we're going to start with the reality of ourselves. Many of our young men have been sold. And that's why we say in our community, when a young man chooses a certain lifestyle, the end of it is prison or they die. There's no two ways about it. We're bearing two. January 1, January 2. June 1 and June 2, we bury one on the 1st of June. We bury the second one on the 2nd of June. When we in our community chooses a lifestyle, it is either prison or death. It doesn't matter how many times a person escaped. You know, the two guys that have been buried, you know how many times they've escaped. It looks like they've escaped. But there is a destiny which every lifestyle must produce. I want you to stay with me tonight and realize that the lifestyle of giving also has a destiny it must produce. The lifestyle of working with God also have a result, an end game that it must produce. It is the end of it. You know, one of the things we discovered this week, when you're young, you don't think of death, you don't think of time, two things you never think of. And when you don't think of those two things, you make certain decisions. You don't ever think you can die. Yeah? You never think of death. We're young. And you never think of time until a person grows old. Each time I come to Brixton and you stay in that roundabout, that's what you see. You see men who never thought about age. You see them taking around the street. You see them looking funny at it. That's the end of any young man who chooses a certain lifestyle. It is not maybe it will happen or maybe not. It is certain. It is coming and stuff like that. But then, that's not my issue tonight. And I've made myself clear. My job is to work with those who are ready for change. And those who are not, they can live any lifestyle they want. It's none of my business. I'm not their father or mother, so it's none of my business. But those who are ready for change, to work with them and show them what is possible within their community, are within their wall. Are you with me tonight? Can I hear an amen? This is cool. But let me now go back to what I was saying, which is, I saw a certain market. Let's go through three markets tonight of God. Now, the first thing that we must understand is Hebrews 11:6. For those who come to God must believe, right? Talk to me, Brixton.
Yes,
for those who come to God must believe that He exists and that He pays back. Quickly read that Hebrews 11:6 for me. Quickly. That those who come to God must believe and that He pays back. Now, you see, I can stay on that word for so long. It's unbelievable how powerful Hebrews 11:6 alone is. I want you to stay. I like this environment. It's so calm. And I want you to stay with the word. How long you can stay for? I'm sure you can stay for another 1 hour listening to the word.
Yes,
okay. Awesome. Hebrews 11:6.
And without faith, it is impossible.
Now read like a reporter now. Like with passion when you're trying to say, oh, the world is coming to an end. Everybody start running under your bed. Now do that. Now.
And without faith.
Right.
It is impossible.
The way you're reading, if you come on news and tell us the world is coming to an end, we just he's joking.
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Praise God. Uh-huh.
Because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists.
If you're here tonight, you came to God. This is Brixton Pulse. But you left your home. You could have chosen to be in the club, to be in the boyfriend's house or in the girlfriend's house or on the street. You know how it happens in the south or in poor areas. You have 3, 4, 5 guys hanging around. An adult as well. I saw adults hanging around in Brixton. Adults, someone's dad and mom. On the street, like 5 people just hanging around. So I'm like, wow, strange though. You know, you go to the West End, you never see that, do you?
Yes,
hanging around in the street. Now, you could have been doing that. You could have been Netflixing or flirting and cheating, right? But you came here tonight. And when you came or when you were coming, you were sure that you're going to hear the word. You're going to hear some people pray in tongues. You're going to hear this, you're going to hear that from those who come to God. But if you then came, if you're here tonight, and you don't have the conviction that those who come to God must believe, he said it's going to be a waste of time. You might as well have been hanging around the street. If you don't believe, those who come must first of all believe. Otherwise, there's no need for them to come. Those who come must believe that word. Talk to me.
Must believe that He exists.
Must believe that, number one, God exists. I don't know how many of you believe that the law exists. Talk to me now, Britain.
Yeah.
You believe that there is a law in Great Britain that if you do wrong, it will get you. Yeah. It doesn't matter how smart you are. You believe that there is law, so you know that even if you did something against the law in the corner of your bedroom, you know the law will catch up.
Yeah.
Even though, did you see the presence of the law?
Nope.
You're not talking to me in this place.
Yeah.
You didn't see the presence of the law, but you know the weight of the law.
Yeah.
So the law is more like omnipresent in its own way. I don't know if the law was present when you paid your tax. It wasn't present. But you believe that you are protected from the consequence of not paying tax when you paid your tax. So everyone, he says there, those who come must believe that He exists. In other words, he's telling you that this existence is not going to be proven by sight. It's not going to be proven by what you see. It's going to be proven by a presence. Are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be proven by something that exists beyond what the physical eyes can see. It's going to be proven. So those who come to God, the unseen being, the final judge. Those who come to God must believe that He exists. You see, some of the things that may be going wrong in your life tonight is as a result of a supernatural atmosphere that exists. It is called principle. Are you with me? It is called principle. Principle means it does not matter if it looks like you have the consequence immediately or not. It does not matter if it looks like it works or not. The principle will work. You understand? A person jumps down from a 5-story building. Well, when they are halfway, they may be doubting. I may not die. Well, but by the time they reach the ground, they will die. Do you understand that? They must believe. A person who commits suicide believes that if they can just slit their hands or whatever they do to themselves, they believe if they can swallow this drug, this will happen. Then have faith. Now, so one of the most dangerous things, therefore, are the things that we do not see. When God told Adam, if you eat of this fruit, you will die. You will certainly die. You see, Adam and Eve did not die immediately. I told the guys who like to carry knife and ammunition, I told them, God's word says, those who live by the sword will die by the sword. It doesn't matter if you say, well, you know, I'm using it for my protection. What you carry to protect you, remember the day your throat is being slitted. By another, remember, Peter said, the Bible says, those who live by the sword will die by it. And you see, those who live by the sword include those who sell drugs too. They're living by slaughtering other people. He said, that's how they will die as well. It's that, and it is not just death in the physical, it's the spiritual death that is the most wicked. It is called hell. It's called eternal hell, but that's not my issue tonight. I'm talking about those who come to God. Because that's what you've done tonight. You came to God. You didn't just come to preach the pulse. You came to God. Those who come to God must believe that what? That
He rewards those who earnestly.
That He exists, number one. Number two, that He rewards. I'm going to stop a bit on that as well. So now I believe that I came to God, and many times it will not look like God exists. Now let's face the fact, many times it will not look as if God notices you. But He says that's where faith comes in. Yeah? That's where faith comes in. Just like many times it will not look as if the Lord sees the wrong you are doing. Until the day the Lord shows up at your door, it will not look as if they see. But it is set in motion. Those who come to God must believe. Many times you will have questions about your service to God, your giving, your prayer. Cornelius has been praying and giving for many years. The reason why he kept doing it is because he believes. Are you with me tonight?
Yes, sir.
So I realized something about life and in relationship with God. Many times it will not look as if He rewards. But again, that's where faith comes in. For those who come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. The question tonight it would be, have you really come to Him, and do you believe that He rewards? So there's a persuasion in my own heart. I believe that He's a rewarder. Are you listening? Sorry, kids. Are you listening? See what? Must believe. I must believe. Because in the days that it doesn't look as if He's listening to me, in the days that it doesn't look as if He's rewarding me, what keeps me going is that I believe that He exists and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And then the number three thing is those who seek Him. Those who seek God. After that, I've spoken about those who seek Him, then we're going to go into the market now. Those who seek Him. You see, life trains you to seek your pleasure. You understand that? Life trains you to seek for you. You're seeking your own pleasure. When you get to a certain age, you say, I've got to get me a boyfriend. I've got to get me a girlfriend. You seek your own pleasure. You seek. You look for it. And whatever you look for, you will get.
Wow.
You will get whatever you look for. Someone says, well, you know, I'm seeking for importance. I'm seeking for fame. I'm seeking. It could even be God's stuff. I'm seeking. I've seen pastors who are seeking for a big church, and because of that, they allow people to develop themselves into think gods. In the church, they can't rebuke a person and say, what are you talking about? Because they want to be important. No. Those who seek God. So he tells us to seek him. But he tells us that when we seek him, it's not just going to promise you that he will make heaven. It's not just going to tell you that life in heaven will be great. It says he's a rewarder. So what I've seen all my life are young ladies, until I came to this country, are young ladies and young men who decided to seek God with their lives. When I told you about this country yesterday, I told you that it is written, it is statistics and it is fact, that 9 out of 10 of kids born in this country never succeed in life. 9 out of 10. And yet in the same country, 9 out of 10 of kids brought into this country succeed in life. Now that's sad right there. Why? Because you have the money to go to school, but you refuse to go. You have the resources. Someone is going to pay for you to go to school, but you won't go. But look at you. You look at the mirror and your makeup is on point. The only thing that is not on point is the brain. She's not going to go to school. She's not going to study. But she's buff or bath, whatever. It's strange, isn't it? It's strange how logic can be turned upside down. It's strange. It's very strange that in the midst of plenty, a people can have nothing. It's very strange that a guy will put a knife in the pocket in this country when other people can go to the library instead. My friend, if you don't die and go to the prison, guess what you will be? Security guard, since you know how to use knife well. Since you are skilled in knife, remember this day when your children are going to ask them to steal food and you are the security chasing them until you see, oh, it's my son.
Oh my God.
Remember when your boss is going to be a guy whose asset is African asset. But will be able to tell you, go and do this, and you will have to do it. So he asked me about what I seek in London, and that's how I got into seeking. That a person of people can be in the midst of plenty and still have nothing. That's the story of this country. And every time I meet those of us who were brought or who came to this country, I meet them succeeding, and I wonder, you've been carrying red passport all your life and at 25 you're still broke. What's going on though? What's going on with you? How are you living your life? What's going on? How can you be blind in the midst of plenty? How can you use your young life and waste it away thinking that things will be better when you get older? How can that be? So I've laid the foundation. Those who come to God, they must believe that he exists and that he rewards whatever they do before him. If you do wrong before him when you come, you can imagine those who come to God and cause quarrel in fellowship. They came to God and they came to cause quarrel. They came to cause division. And God says, remember that I'm a rewarder still. Are you listening to me, Brixton? He is still a rewarder. He said, those who come and cause division among you, I'm still a rewarder. Those who come and cause, don't be funny. I'm not silly. And I'm not naive. You see, when our given time comes, listen to me carefully. Over time, it is not going to be 300 people giving. I'm not naive. Constantly, my job is to reduce that to 100. Then reduce it to 50. And if God permits, reduce it to 10. That's the aim.
We all start as one, but then we begin to chop out. I refused to chop out of giving for 12 years. I was a kitchen porter, and I'll give 200 to church out of 400 salary per month, and 70 pounds to mission out of that leaves me with 130 pounds. And that's years. I was saying it confidently. A connect called in yesterday. It's been 12 years. I've never missed mission seed once in my life. Not once. Those who come to God must believe that He exists and that He's a rewarder. Now, what has God used that to reward for over the years? I can tell you confidently, I'm the youngest, most protected pastor in UK right now. Now, you'll be wondering what most protected means. I'll leave that for another time. And that's the truth. I'm most connected as well. And that's the truth. Did I see that day when God was teaching me how to sow, not just to sow 1 month and then 3 months later, how to continue in the school of sowing? Because I'm going to show you something tonight. God will tell to Abraham, in your seed, and that's what I'm going to major on tonight, that there is something in my seed, in your seed. So you know what they call ingredient. If you're eating rice, whichever rice you believe in, Ghanaian jollof rice, or Nigerian jollof rice, or some say, well, you know, it is just white rice and stew. That's still the leader in the ministry of rice. Whichever rice you believe in is got ingredient in it. So when it says in your seed, it says there's something inside your rice. That's what I want to deal with tonight. Genesis 22. Quickly. Two verses. Give me 20 more minutes and I'll let you be. Verse 18. How can a young man prosper? I lie not in the Holy Ghost. I have a junior sister. I want you to listen to me. And probably she's watching tonight. I have a junior sister. Probably older than most of you here. I lie not in the Holy Spirit. In our life, apart from mine, I've seen the seed works and living right works. I've never seen such in my life that at every junction of our life, the breakthrough is just waiting. Look, I realized that when I got to this country that you can be very young and be weighed down by many things. At a young age, a young lady's life is already in tatters. It's already broken. And I ask myself, well, why? At a young age, the first thing that she thought she needed was a boyfriend. She didn't know about sowing. She didn't know about serving God. I used to look at my life, sister's life, and wonder, how can a life be this smooth? It's too real. Yeah, I mean, it's too smooth to be real. Now, you don't walk out of here tonight and start thinking, well, you know, why is my own life not like that? I'm telling you that it is because of sleep. It is because of a lifestyle. It is because of a choice. How do you know a young lady that is going to end up to be a banker tomorrow? Look at her today. Don't even come with those, well, we don't know what God can do, faith. Because we know what He will do. What He will do is that He will never break His word. Why are you so young and your life is already in disarray? What happened to you? Why are you using antidepressant drugs? And you're still 22. What happened to you? You did not hear the word. Or you heard the word and you did not do the word. So my job tonight is not to make you feel bad. My job is to show you. How do you travel to another man's country and in 2 years or less you buy law firms, law practices? How do you do these things? So because you're a prayer warrior or because you're better than other people, I said, come to London and let me show you young people struggling and thinking this is life. And you sit down with them and they have arguments. They can argue. They can tell you this is the way I see the word of God. But the word of God does not see you. Because you can't tell me about seeing the word until the word has seen you, dissected you, opened you up, and showed you your life. I just think that I'm hearing the Holy Ghost. I said, well, give me fruit. Give me fruit. If you don't have fruit, I won't believe a word that you say God has taught you. Show me. Show me the fruit of the voice of God over your life. Show me. If you don't have that, then all you have is an empty look and a proud heart. You see, that's the evil of Google. It's not that you are studious. It's just that YouTube is everywhere. You can punch whatever you want to know and start hearing all manner of jargons from people. So we don't know if God is speaking to you or funny voices. For in the days when there was no Google, in the days when there was no search machine, the market was so low because God was looking. God was looking for a man that he would use. And he couldn't find any. Please let me show you the secret to a successful life tonight. There was nobody that he could find. God created the market. The market, when I say market, I mean stock exchange and all this stuff. God created, because stock exchange is exchange of life. You see, before there was money, what you use for transaction, before this exists, before pounds exist, you'll be shocked. Go to the young black community. They didn't know that there is something special before this money came. They thought when they were coming to the world, when our forefathers were coming, they had a bag of 20 pounds. You'll be shocked. And some people that they call top gang leaders in East London, these guys do not know how to use fork and knife. No. So you've got to laugh at that. It's funny, please. They go. We sat down in a restaurant, and I saw these guys doing this. Then I said, "The knife will be on the right hand." These guys are stabbers. The knife should be on the right and the fork on the left. They said, "Oh, who said that?" I'm like, "You're 25 years old." So who said that? What, how do you answer that? I'm like, what should I say that now? I said, guy, that's the way it is. They said, wow, that's weird. I'm like, whoa, what did I get myself into? How do I come from my kind of family background and red law and be with these guys too? They said, it's weird. It feels weird, you know. And they were laughing and doing this. It's weird. Wow. I'm there almost crying, you know. I'm almost crying. It's terrible. Now, I'm thinking, guy, a girl will look at you and say, that's my boyfriend.
Oh my.
Really? Because you love bad guys. Anyway, but that's not the issue for tonight, right? So the market was low, and God could not find somebody. You see, in every generation when things are as bad as I'm saying tonight, God is looking for somebody that he can use. God needs a vessel. But every vessel that God will use have to prove themselves beyond the person to whom they are sitting, or with whom they are sitting. There's a lot to do when it comes to proving that God can use you. Otherwise, you see, we will all be qualified. No. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We can all open the Bible. We can all quote the Bible. You see, when people say, I hear the voice of God, we can all claim that. I've seen fornicators and adulterers quote and say they just heard God. Are you saying they can't hear God? I don't know. But but everybody can cultivate. You see, but the proof of the truth is in the result of our lives. No, you're not talking to me. It's in the results. So God find a man called Abraham, and God gave him this promise. Read, sister.
And through your offspring.
Start from verse 17, please.
I will surely bless you.
I will surely bless you. This is God speaking to a man now. I will surely, meaning certainly, I will bless you. Now, for this to happen in your life, you've got to remove the cursed mentality. Again. Oh, anyway. Go on, man.
I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars.
What translation are you reading from? Go to New King James because of time, quickly. I've got 10 more minutes, quickly. I really want us to pray tonight. You've got to be quicker than that.
Blessing, I will bless you.
In blessing, this is God's covenant with a man called Abraham. Remember, this word was not to the old word. This is to only Abraham as of now. In blessing, I will bless you.
And multiplying, I will multiply
your in multiplying, making sure that you are many, making sure that you keep growing, I will multiply you, yes?
Your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
Read that again. I need you to read it with emphasis. In your seed. Yes, ma'am.
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
So, in other words, Abraham, in your seed, there is nations in it. The nation is not in your prayer. I want you to listen to it. The nation is not in your how great you look or do. The nation is in your seed. Listen now, it is one seed. As in Isaac now.
Jesus.
In Isaac, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Let me give you an example in case you're saying, I don't understand all this. Look, some of you are not happy with life. Some of you don't have direction. You know why? Some. You know why? If I talk to you now, say, where's your dad? Many of you, I think 80% of this room will say, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know him. I never met him. Some will even go further to say, I don't care. You know why? You know why that is important? You know why that makes me cry? Because as God blessed Abraham, saying, in your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. In that father's seed, nations are being cursed. Because A is a boy now who does not know his left from his right, but knows how to sell drugs. Because in a man's seed, a seed was not good. He didn't live a disciplined life. He didn't raise his kid. In his seed now, people are being cursed. But guess what happens? You see, as in his own seed, people are cursed. That, I want you to listen to this very well. Some people are getting blessed because some people are cursed.
Wow.
You don't understand. If you remove 50% of people from jail today, many white men and Jewish men will go bankrupt. If you remove 50% of black people from jail, many Jewish people and white men or women, whatever, will go broke. If you are not committing crime, they will go broke. So, guess what happened? My uncle did not understand the power of the seed. What he does produces me. And then as we all march, God forbid for us now, toward jail, some people are cashing in. Say, yeah, the government is soon going to pay me. Because how many black boys came to jail this month? They said the record is high now. I said, that's great. Guess what? Let's say it's not jail. What if they die? Even when black people die, some other color make money. You know how much is being paid to funeral homes when we say we have a funeral on June 1 and June 2? To another color, they're just cashing in. Why? Because we have a hopeless father produce a hopeless son. Now that's sad, isn't it? And then you wonder, which one comes back to our own community though? And you realize it's zero. But you see, God picked the man Abraham and said, inside this seed that you hold, you know that's the power of giving in the church. In what you gave, there are people. So guess what happened? In your giving in the house, the nations get blessed. Because it doesn't matter if it is 10 people or one person, we are able to take them back from going to jail again. Now, someone said, what about if it is not jail and all that? When our sisters start using antidepressant drugs, black people invest more in pills than any other color. Pills. You smoke weed, you don't even know who makes money when you are smoking it. As you are getting high, your highness, which is your lowness, your highness, you know what it's actually doing. Listen to me tonight. As you're getting high, somebody's son is cashing in for their own inheritance. So a young black boy buys this conch, rolls it up, smokes it, and says, yeah, I'm now a king. And from that moment, no worries in your life, and you're walking on the sky, right? Well, whilst you're doing that, money is going into someone's economy, and their own children have a tomorrow. So guess what? The ones getting high today will be the low life for the community tomorrow. We're talking about seed. So when it sees in your seed, read that again, ma, please, emphatically, quickly.
In your seed.
In your seed.
All the nations of the earth shall be blessed.
Let me tell you what spark nation is. In your seed, all the nations, that we will finally have a place where we can recall our lost souls. So when we give, we're not wasting our money. We're recalling our lost souls. And there will be a time. What causes the market to be low is when iniquity is much. When sin is much, because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. In case you are here tonight and you're living in sin, death is the wage. In other words, Satan does not kill because of wickedness. He's wicked. He'll never give you a free gift. But you see, when he pays people with sorrow, with depression, it is payment. It's like you're paid at the end of the month. He's just paying you. He's trying to repay you. He's also a rewarder. So in his own mind, what he's doing is, oh, this person has been so faithful to me, let me pay them. That's death. That's sorrow. That's depression. And you can come out of that tonight. And how do you come out of that? Those who redeem are also redeemed. You didn't hear me. In order for me to be redeemed, I was born through and a seed of a man who did not sow the right seeds in life. How do I break that seed over my life? How do I break that hold over my life? I give my own seed to redeem others, and therefore I am redeemed in your seed. So what is inside my seed? In your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. In other words, in my giving, the seed that I give. Now, the first seed, I will take you to the next dimension on Thursday. But the truth of the matter is this. I will go to the New Testament to check that the Bible repeats that word again. Exactly as it is written in Genesis 22. In my seed. So I look at my life now and say, what do I want to become? God says, whatever you will become, it's in that seed. Everything that I will become is in the seed that I'm sowing right now. When life teaches you, one of the reasons, because you don't grow up in this country, you are never taught selflessness. What this country teaches you, especially for the poor community, is selfishness. It calls it and puts it under the umbrella of your own ambition. I was explaining to the police commander, in the black community, drug selling is their economy. It is not their wickedness, it's just the economy of dumb, daft boys. Lazy boys. I don't know any drug dealer who washes their boxers. Usually. They're busy. It's their economy. So now listen to me now. Listen. So I tell the police, see, I'm in a tight spot. I know what is right by law. But you see, these boys, I can't condemn them as well. Because there's a problem here. If I grew up in a community where the old seed that is sown in that community is drugs, that's all I know. That's all we know. And every man has need for finances. So what do you want that guy to do? He doesn't know any other thing. Nobody has even taught him the dignity of being broke, because there's also dignity in being broke for a while. Nobody taught him the dignity of labor. What do you want him to do though? What should he do? Well, you see, I would then condemn him. They've now been to a spark nation and still do that. In your seed. So today's Spark Nation was in the seed of the Spark Nation of 10 years ago. Wow. Your 10 years from now is in your seed of today.
Wow.
If you let the devil stop you from that, it stops you from your own 10 years to come. In your seed, Abraham. So Abraham was going to have to wait. I want you to look at it. Since the time Abraham has been sowing, it took another decade plus another decade for an Isaac to show up. But that will not stop the blessing of God. So you see why the Bible now says that it said those who come to God. So the devil is constantly fighting my seed and my willingness to sow my seed. So the devil comes and says, you know what? You see that tree? I'm the fruit of that tree. Now God said, don't eat. You can eat it and you will live. You see that fruit of that tree was their seed. Their tomorrow, the nation was in that fruit. So he said, take the fruit and eat it so that you can take care of your own life. So that you can build a life for yourself. One day, we finished service, and this was years ago, about 8 or 7 years ago. The elders of the church came to me and sat me down and said, you know what? Pastor, we know you're a giver, you're a good man, and you blessed a lot of people. But we just want you to now plan for your own life now. You're going to get married, you have to put money aside. Now, these are good people. They mean well. But let me tell you, once they said that, these in my own eyes are demons. Those are demons right there. You know what they asked me to do? They said, eat your seed. Eat the sparkination of tomorrow. Eat it and use it as a house you can see. Buy a house. You know what would have happened? You won't be here. But I will have a 3-bedroom house that I'm living in. And that's so in each block of those house, of that house, is each of you. No, because in Isaac, in Abraham's seed, is the nation. So Abraham, eat your seed like Adam did. Consume it and mix up. Why did Adam not become anything? Because he's eating it. He's eating Isaac now. Isaac is now gone. I told you, you can also wear Isaac in your leg. You can put Isaac as a lovely head too. You can put Isaac. But he said in that seed. But if that seed is going to be important, when the market was low, when nobody was willing to obey God, Abraham was able to pay a price. He bought the nations. God told me, if you sow 50K, you will buy nations. He said, many young people, the devil has sucked life out of them. And they are now empty bodies walking around. I said, buy them. They are cheap now.
Jesus.
He said, how many people can we buy for 50K? He said, endless. They become useless. Because in your seed is the nation. So you look at, anyway, let me leave that side because I want to stop so that we can pray. Alex, just listen to me. When your voice begins to rise in the things of the Spirit, there's only one transaction that changes that whole dimension. Number one transaction that changes it to the negative is sexual sin. It never comes back to normal. Because you see that sister you said to me, there's a nation inside her. You see, you will exchange your body with that sister, there's a nation inside you. When you get pleasure, I'm talking to everybody now, just using this as an example. When you get pleasure, you eat what is supposed to be a multiplied seed to the nation. You teach an evangelist how to use pills and therefore kill seeds in the natural and erase your own seed in the spirit. Holiness is a seed. A lady that cannot pay that price will be a servant of servants. In your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Let me tell you something. When seeds are exchanged, it doesn't matter who likes you. The favor of God is lifted. God loved Adam so much. Adam was God's first creation. He loved him so dearly. Adam was God's firstborn. But you see, once Adam messed up, there is nothing that God could do to rescue Adam anymore. The love of God is great, but it is not enough to save. Contrary to what you've been told on Facebook, right? Give them Adam's example. Did God not love Adam? But the moment Adam touched a seed, God loves me so much more. When I mess up in my sowing, there's nothing he can do about my finance. Nothing. So tonight I'm issuing out to every leader. God said to me, I'm saying this to you now. And you know, I couldn't have faked things and come this far. You need to know the kind of doors God is opening for us. You know, doors we walk through and say, how did we get here? God said, you remember that seed, and some of this seed is requiring. Some of this seed is not convenient. So I'm not going to take what you give and take out of it and say, I'm going to go and sow 50K. No, I'm already looking for my own 50K. God said, buy now, for the market price is low. Equalize for the next dimension. When June is over, I mean when May is over, that's in another 2 or 3 days. The Lord told me a chapter has closed in stagnation, another chapter opens up. He said, buy now for the new chapter of stagnation. That's our seed for this month. So God forbid that I've been spending time in South Ridges and Aaron so much so that now he says so 50K, and I'm saying, well, I'm now wearing my seed. No, that's what Adam did wrong, right? I told you, the guys who I first met when I came to this country, they steal people's money. That's called fraud, right? The backers outside, then they get these cheap virtued ladies to come to their house at night. They are drinking and partying and dancing. And the chief virtue too, walking around like some big girls. I got many of them saved though. And they hated me. The guys ate me. I said, you've come to preach to my girlfriend again. Say, yeah, I'll preach to your girlfriend. Because these guys, when we were in Nigeria and doing cultists in what you call gang, they were jellyfishes. So I didn't lose my boldness. He said, yeah, I preach to your girlfriend. She's coming to church with me. She's not going to sleep with you tonight.
Praise God.
It's not going to happen. So whatever you've got to drink, whatever you've got to swallow for tonight, it's not going to work. Yeah, that's the truth. I've said that. She's not coming. So I said to some of the next party, she's not going to show up. So if you know what is good for you, you better stop swallowing and drinking those stuff. You better stop now. You better stop. So what did you do? I said, she confessed Jesus some 10 minutes ago. I spoke to her in a way that she's broken. I told her, are you not a daughter of fornication? Why do you want to produce it? So she cried. Then when she was crying, I said, Jesus loves you. She's not going to come tonight. These guys were busy defrauding people. They went to prison. So one of them in Selfridges the other day at Luke's shop. I said, is this Mr. Charles Money now, Mr. Stephen? Yeah, of course. I said, whose money is this one you're spending? Because one thing I know for a fact, it's not your dad's money and it's not yours, thief. And he laughed and said, oh, just leave me. And I said, you know you're going to go to prison again, so. I said, well, hey, I've even come to buy more loops than you, and it's my own money.
Come on.
So you remember that boy who, when you guys were driving and your cars were banging? You remember that guy who was coming back from his kitchen potting job? Said, now I brought my own money to buy more than you. And you are still poor. You're still bringing someone else's money. Guess what? 2 weeks after, I went to prison again. If I had a chance to speak to her, I said, congratulations, you are back to your father's house.
Oh my.
Terrible words, right? I mean, wordsmith, that's my job. It's not like, my job is to use word to offend so that I can use it to build. Words are tools for me. In your seed. What was my seed? One day the Lord told me to go and sow £1,300 for something. You see, with this 1,300 which I've taken time to gather, and now I say sow it. Now I'm going to sow it, but I couldn't afford to buy a bus pass. So I would have to walk for 1 hour to go to house fellowship. But you know, oh my God, today I understand that in every step taken to get to church, in one of those steps, Kelly was in one of those steps. Shadi was in one of those steps. Tanisha was in one of those steps. Nini was in one of those steps. Fundi was in one of those steps. Leona was in one of those steps. I was walking those steps, 1,300 in my pocket, but I feared God so much that I can't take a penny out of it to buy bus pass, to even go to church. But many of these young men and women are in those walk, in those trek, in your seat. Can you even get to Galatians chapter 3? In your seat. I said, Lord, if I ever miss it in anything in life, please don't let me miss it in my seat. Don't let me miss it in the area of my seat. My seat for consecration to you. My seed of obedience to leadership. My seed of knowing that when ends are laid on a person, to say this is not your leader, you don't come against such person. That person becomes a rock. When the man of God speaks, what time did you close here? 10. Okay, so it's 9:30 now. I realize that in this city is everything God wants for me. So when we saw on the 31st, there are nations in those seats. You can speak against something and think you'll get away with it, but in that seat, on things, why did things come up against me in life? The words you said in that seat were many nations. It's just that they were toxic nations. What about the person that don't give at all? You don't have a seed, you don't have an harvest. God, let me never be too broke to sow. Because you are never too broke to sow. You are only just broke to choose what to sow into. It's choice, man. We're ready. Are you ready to pray tonight? I feel God wants to use the book of Job to open new chapters in people's life. Let me tell you this finally. When a farmer sows seeds, or when they are ready to sow seeds, the first thing they do most times is to remove the weeds. You know, for some of you, you know why your seed has not been manifested? You have weeds around your life. Relationships that will not allow God to bless you. Isaiah, in the year that King Uzziah died, Abraham, when his father died, his journey moved on. You cling onto friendships that God knows, if I bless her, this person whom I have caused will be partaker of this blessing. I'm not going to bless her. So some of you have seen in the waiting. Harvest in the waiting, but there are wrong people around you, and they continuously sow seeds into your life. And God says, why are you wasting your money? Why are you wasting your time? Because I'm not going to bless you as long as these people are around you. Without faith, it is not possible to please God, for everyone who comes to God must believe that He exists. We have 5 minutes to pray tonight, or 10 minutes to pray tonight. And I pray especially for our seed on the 31st. But pray on our seed. But don't give me a figure to sow. Now, when we begin to pray and you feel like your life has been filled with wrong seeds, you better come to the altar. Listen, you may be looking for people to talk to you, counselors and all that. Each time a black person or white person goes to counselor, guess what? Some other people make money. Don't continue to be people who they make money from. My seed will speak for me in the days that I need it to speak for me. Some of you have sown so much seed in the area of sin. Of course, where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. I'm going to ask 100 leaders to go to the market with me and let's purchase when market is low. This month, before we enter into June. I'm sowing $50,000, 50 grand. From a kitchen potter, we used to earn $400.